This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1584. Don't do it by yourself. Learn today with Lindsay and Michelle.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection. With your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. Today, we answer a listener question. What is the difference between do it yourself and do it by yourself? Find out today.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, Lindsay, how are you?
Doing great, Michelle. How are you? What's up?
I'm good. So in Denver, I know you talk a lot about the weather being kind of crazy and changing a lot. Do you get a lot of snow? I mean, I guess so for the skiing, right?
We did this year, but you know what? That's good that we got a lot of snow this year. Why? Because the wildfires. So we had a really awful wildfire season last year. And the more snow we get in the winter, the lower risk things are. So that's something I never thought about when I lived on the East Coast. But wildfires are a big deal. In the West. Yeah.
Yeah, right. So for me on the East Coast, it's like something I hear about all the time, but it's not like a part of my daily concerns, you know? So it must have been kind of interesting for you to make that adjustment.
Yeah, for sure. I remember there was one day last summer when I could smell the smoke. I could see the smoke in the air. It was insane.
Oh, my
gosh.
So
crazy. Yeah.
With snow, do you usually shovel the snow yourself or do you pay someone to do it?
I do neither. We live in an apartment building, so we have zero responsibility for that. I guess someone who, like, whoever it is, the company that owns the building, they do it, I guess. So, lucky me.
Yeah. I'm the same. I mean, I'm also in an apartment, so it gets done. That's something that if I live in a house one day, I'm not looking for.
Oh my gosh, no. You have to get a snowblower. I think that's probably the smartest thing to do.
Exactly. So, Lindsay, today we had a really good question that made me think that kind of connects how I asked you if you shovel the snow yourself, right? This one really, really made me think. So we are, this is from Ayako, who is in the business course right now, right, Lindsay?
Awesome. Guys, this is so great. I mean, so many of our listeners, our students need to improve their English for the workplace, for business, interviews, meetings, presentations, small talk, right, Michelle? How can our listeners get a sense of what their level is in business English?
Yeah, well, go to allearsenglish.com/work quiz and you can find out your business English level, right? So, Lindsay, is it entry level, executive level
English. See if you are executive level English or see how close you are to that level by taking that quiz. So go again to allearsenglish.com/work quiz. Cool.
Awesome. Okay, Lindsay, could you read the question from Ayako?
Yeah, so here we go. This is Ayako from Japan. I'm taking the business course right now and it's amazing. Thank you for your team effort. Awesome. Thank you, Ayako. Our whole team worked on that course. You'll get to see all of us in there. So come and join it, guys. All right. This is my second time asking you a question. What's the difference between do it yourself and do it by yourself? Here's the situation. My 5-year-old son always asks me to pour the milk in his glass at breakfast and I want him to try it. When I ask him to do it, should I use by or not? I appreciate that you're taking the time to read my question. All the best, Ayako. Wow.
This one, when I read it, I was like, this is a really good in-depth question that
this
definitely made me think.
Yeah, I'm glad that we planned this episode today because a lot of our listeners are going to want to know this.
Yes, definitely. So we're going to get talk more about, you know, Ayako's specific question about, you know, using it with her son in a second. But sorry. Okay. But here we go. So guys, there are some general guidelines with this, but then there is also, you know, context. So yeah, let's start with the context. So we have do it yourself, right? That's generally used in a different way, right? Like, if you think of as a project, right, we say like DIY. So for example, I bought some really great do-it-yourself art activities that I'll work on this summer.
Oh yeah, for sure. For sure. That's completely different, right? Having that DIY is a very clear acronym that, by the way, we use all the time, don't we?
Exactly. Exactly. Or what's another thing you could say with DIY or do-it-yourself?
So the famous brand that we all know is famous for DIY is IKEA. So IKEA is known for its do-it-yourself DIY furniture. So that means that it doesn't mean we make it ourselves. It means we construct, we put it together. We assemble it together by ourselves, right?
Exactly.
Do-it-yourself DIY. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. So, right, that's like a little chunk, you know, a do-it-yourself, right? So DIY. So, but when a kid uses it, or when you're using it with a kid, as in Ayako's question, I mean, Lindsay, would you tell, I mean, I don't know, if telling a kid do-it-yourself, I don't know, that sounds like a little bit direct to me. I'm not sure why. Like, if Ayako's son is asking pour the milk, and she wants him to try it, and if you say do-it-yourself, I don't know.
I agree with you, Michelle. Yeah, I mean, these are the things we like to share with you guys on the podcast to get that true kind of native nuance. But yeah, I agree. There's something too direct, especially talking to a child, your child, to say, do it yourself. It's too direct. So adding the by, does it make it more supportive, Michelle? I mean, how does it change it?
Yeah, that's what I think. I think I also just think it's kind of ingrained in, you know, the way we speak. I'm not sure if there's I'm not sure what the reason is, but I feel like kids generally say things like, I did it all by myself, right? So when you're talking to a child, I would say this is a general rule. You might say, oh, can you do it by yourself? Or, yay, you did it by yourself, right? Instead of just like, can you do it yourself or do it yourself?
Oh my gosh. And we could take this episode in a whole other direction talking about culture, right? Because one of the famous phrases from our childhood is all by myself, right, Michelle? Yeah. I mean, we've touched on this before, how in American culture, that is the highest value that a parent would impart onto a child. If they've done it all by themselves, it's time to celebrate. But I think that maybe in other cultures, there isn't necessarily that same value. I'm not sure. But what do you think, Michelle?
Yeah, there definitely is, you know, a lot of, wow, it sounds like there's a lot of sirens.
New York is busy today, right?
Woo, okay, something's going on. Sorry, guys. So anyway, I think that there is something in our culture, you know, in terms of just like trying to get the kids to do it all alone and, you know,
it's so the deal.
I don't know. I mean, now you're making me evaluate myself and think of how I'm raising my son.
Yeah, it's really interesting. Yeah, it's fascinating. Totally. So independence-minded, a very individualistic culture. You know, that's really what it's about. So anyways, let's get into the actual wording itself and then we can come back to that if we have time.
Okay, great, great. Or we'll definitely do another episode on that. So then there's by myself or by oneself, right? So that's alone. This makes me think of there's a song All By Myself. Do you know that one, Lindsay?
Yes. I know it. Who's that by? Someone?
I think I know Celine Dion at least did a version of it.
Yeah.
I don't know who it was originally by. But it's like a very like dramatic ballad. So that's a good one. So All By Myself. Yes, Celine Dion definitely did it.
I think it is Celine Dion.
So let's dig a little bit deeper. So to do it oneself. In this one, I think there's more of an emphasis on not asking for help, like, or paying for help. So for example, I asked you if you shoveled snow by yourself or if someone did it for you. Actually, I think I said yourself. I could have said, do you shovel snow by yourself, right? Do you agree?
Yeah, you could have said that.
So, I mean, the difference here is pretty minor, but that's a slight one. So let's try a role play and make this a little bit more clear.
Okay, so here we're just friends and we're chatting. So, wow, Michelle, look at your nails. Did you go get them done?
Thanks. No, I did them myself. Right? So okay. It's like, oh, I didn't ask for someone's help.
Yes. Yes. You did them yourself. So if you had said I did them by myself, it would have sounded a little bit juvenile, I think. I did them by myself.
I think so too. I think so too. We're going to get into that as well. So as a command, do it yourself. Like I said, it sounds a little bit direct, but it's okay. Mm-hmm. So let's look at this example.
Okay. Should I ask someone to help us change the tires?
I think you should do it yourself. We're trying to save money.
Yeah. And this is different from the DIY. We would never say in that context, I think you should DIY.
Right, although, right,
unless
right.
you wanted to joke around, I guess you could. But that's not the moment for an acronym. Okay.
Right. And yeah, I do think that adding by would have sounded a little bit juvenile. Like, I think you should do it by yourself.
There is something juvenile about it. That's really interesting. Huh?
Yeah. Definitely.
Would you like to know your business English level? What if you could know your strengths and your weaknesses in business English? Find out today if you are entry-level English, mid-level English, or executive-level English. Go to allearsenglish.com/work-quiz to start your quiz now. allearsenglish.com/work-quiz.
So let's talk about do something by oneself or do something by yourself. So like we said in the other example, this basically means do it alone. Right? Mm-hmm. So like this is really talking about being alone. So if I said, I like to take a walk by myself every morning, it lets me clear my mind before starting the day. So if I said, I like to take a walk myself every morning, that would sound weird.
That doesn't make any sense. Doing something alone, right? That doesn't make any sense at all. Another example would be, I need to do my homework by myself, away from everyone. Otherwise, I get distracted. So you're talking about physically, where are you?
Right, exactly. Alone, like isolated, right?
But in this case, though, to add a little nuance, we also could say, I need to do my homework myself. My parents can't do it for me.
Right, exactly. And that kind of goes back to our other example. Like, I did my nails myself, like without help.
Yeah. So it's kind of like we have buckets here of meaning, right. Don't we? Yeah.
Right. So you have to think about, like, are you asking someone for help? Are you not asking for someone for help? Is the focus on where you are physically or being alone? Or is the focus on like not needing help?
Yes, exactly. Do we have any additional role play, Michelle, that we could do here?
We have a lot.
Lots of role plays for our listeners.
I wanted to do a lot so that we could really talk through these. We can always cut them off if we need to. But guys, I feel like, you know, the role plays can be really helpful, especially when you're getting into something really nuanced like this.
Okay, perfect.
So in this one, we're acquaintances and our dogs get groomed in the same place, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Hey, Michelle, when do you take Lucy on a walk?
I usually just go by myself before all the dogs start roaming around. My kids are too lazy to get up and walk the dog with me, too.
That's typically what happened. You said that's what happened with your mom, right, Michelle?
Yeah.
With your beagle, your little beagle. Yeah.
Exactly. Unfortunately, my mom ended up coming. But good for her. Then the dog loved her the most. And then she loved him the most. I mean, not the most.
There you go. Got a connection there. So in this case, you were talking about physically, like, are you alone or are you with someone else?
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, here I'm with a dog, right? But right. I mean, but I think, you know, it makes sense that you don't go, like, you know, when it's very crowded.
Yeah, exactly. And then as a command, right?
Right. So, like, again, this could be friendlier, like a parent doing it. So do it by yourself. So in this role play, we're coworkers. So go ahead.
Do you need help with the project?
No, it's okay.
Well, I feel bad if you do it by yourself this late at night. Want some company?
Okay. So, again, you could have said, I feel bad if you do it yourself, but by yourself, it's almost more of an emphasis on you being alone.
Physically alone in a room by yourself, right? Yeah. So that's a big key today, guys. I hope you're writing this down. This is kind of advanced today, this topic, Michelle.
It was an advanced question.
Oh, yeah. So good.
We have great listeners.
Yeah. What else, Michelle? Should we keep going into these role plays to really kind of expand on this?
Well, it's up to you. You think you want to do one more? This is the big We got the biggie.
It's the biggie. I think we should do it. Let's do it.
All right, let's dive into it. So again, there's so much more we could do with this. There's myself, yourself. Like we said, this is complicated stuff, but don't, you know, really think about the keys that we've been discussing today. So let's do the full role play, and we're going to point out some of the basics.
Yes.
Really, really boil it down here to the most important information. Mm-hmm. So, Lindsay, here we're roommates and we realize that our sink isn't working.
Oh no. Oh man, we really need to get this fixed.
Any chance you think we could do it ourselves?
I'm not so great at that stuff. Let's call Sarah. She's really handy.
Okay, calling. Hey Sarah, can you help us out? Okay, thank you so much. All right, so should we stay here, Lindsay, or would you... Oh, wait, no, sorry, I'm still on the phone. Okay,
talking
going back. Okay, all right, talking to Sarah. Okay, calling. Hey, Sarah, could you help us out? Thanks. Okay, so should we stay here, or would you prefer to do it by yourself? Okay, thanks.
She wants us to leave?
Yeah, she likes to work alone.
Okay, I'll go shopping for dinner.
Okay, can you do it by yourself? I need to take a run.
Sure. Wow. Look at this video of little Tommy writing his name all by himself.
So cute. Okay.
Wow. Sarah's a good person to have around. That's
Sarah's
handy.
A good person to have around.
I need a Sarah in my life.
Me too. Are you handy?
No. Oh my gosh. Did you think I would be? No, Michelle, not at all. I know nothing about home, you know, items, sinks, toilets,
I don't know
how to
anything.
Fix anything. No skills.
No.
Zero life skills.
I'm the same. It's embarrassing.
It's embarrassing.
But that's okay. All right. So let's go through it. So we got a lot of good examples here. So I said, any chance you think we could do it ourselves? So number one, if I said do it by ourselves, it could have sounded a little juvenile. And do it ourselves, that's good to use, right? When I mean without help, without calling someone, right?
Yes.
Anything like that.
Yeah, that was the bucket there independently, right? So then you said, should we stay here or would you prefer to do it by yourself? So you're talking about physically, are you going to be alone or are you going to be with someone else? Do it by yourself.
Right. Like maybe she feels embarrassed.
Yeah. Yeah,
fixing things with people, or maybe she feels the pressure. Do you ever feel like when you're doing work? I mean, okay, if somebody was sitting here watching, I mean, well, it's funny because our work is so public.
It's so public. Yeah.
If you had, let's say, you're going home to see your parents next week. So if your parents were like in the room doing something else, would you feel pressure or would you feel funny?
Sort of. That'd be weird to me. I don't like that. Yeah, I like to kind of have my own space and record by myself. In my room
when we do our podcasts.
Yeah.
So that's how Sarah is with the sink.
Okay. Although that is it's a big asset to have as a skill. It's very good. You shouldn't hide that if you're handy.
Exactly. Okay. So then I said, you said you're going to go shopping for dinner. And I said, can you do it by yourself? So the emphasis here is, you know, alone without me. Like maybe we were going to go together, but I'm saying, oh, I need to go for a run. I have stuff to do, which is very nice of you.
Exactly. And then last I said, sure, wow, look at this little video of, and you guys heard my tone changed. Little Tommy writing his name all by himself, right? So I got a little bit animated there. And that's how you know when that's that juvenile way of thinking about things. It's something that everyone should be able to do this by themselves normally. But when you're talking about a kid doing it, you change your voice a little bit.
Exactly. Little Tommy, he's the cutest.
So good. So, Michelle, this is really high level again.
This is very high level, but this was such a good question, right? There's more to it. I'm sure there's more nuance. We gave you some of the basic points today. We talked about, you know, chunks you can use, like, oh, do it yourself, DIY, and really the word buy and how it changes what we're saying. So we gave you some ideas today. Listen to how it's used, listen for those chunks, and also remember, right? So this was a very high level question from a student in our business course. To find out your business level, entry, mid, or executive, go to allearsenglish.com/workquiz.
Yes, exactly. Guys, go and check that out. And, you know, pay attention to these nuances. This is how you get better in English. And we want you guys to move to that advanced native-like level. Listen for the chunks and be ready. And so good. Take the work quiz. AllersEnglish.com/work quiz. Michelle, I'll see you soon.
All right. Bye, Lindsay.
Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.